Chapter 4. And the Spirit expressly speaketh, that in latter times shall certain fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, and teachings of demons, in hypocrisy speaking lies, being seared in their own conscience, forbidding to marry, to abstain from meats that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those believing, and acknowledging the truth. Because every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be rejected, with thanksgiving being received. For it is sanctified through the word of God, and intercession. These things placing before the brethren, thou shalt be a good ministrant of Jesus Christ, being nourished by the words of the faith, and of the good teaching, which thou didst follow after. And the profane, and old women's fables reject thou, and exercise thyself unto piety. For the bodily exercise is unto little profit, and the piety is to all things profitable, a promise having of the life that now is, and of that which is coming. Steadfast is the word, and of all acceptation worthy. For this we both labour, and are reproached, because we hope on the living God, who is Saviour of all men, especially of those believing. Charge these things, and teach. Let no one despise my youth, but a pattern become thou of those believing in word, in behavior, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give heed to the reading, to the exhortation, to the teaching. Be not careless of the gift in thee, that was given thee through prophecy, with laying on of the hands of the eldership. Of these things be careful, in these things be, that my advancement may be manifest in all things. Take heed to thyself, and to the teaching, remain in them, for this thing doing, both thyself thou shalt save, and those hearing thee.